I had a friend who, he would tell me, he says, you know, I get my hoop together and then I decide what I'm gonna preach. You know? And hey, he was a tremendous hooper, and he was effective with it. But you know, in most cases, the build up, you know, from the start of that sermon, as you know, I say to preachers for the preservation of voice, because sometimes people, you know, want to know, you know, as a hooper, how do you, you know, keep your voice? How do you, you know, preach 4, 5, 6 times in a week and, you know, and still maintain your voice? The voice can do tremendous things if you treat it properly. Mm. If you abuse it, then you're going to spend most of your time hoarse or with a sore throat or whatever it may be. And so to build and to pay attention to that and to prepare the material in your sermon so that if this point requires a lot of energy and effort and passion to express, don't put that early in your sermon, because you're going to overload. You're going to burn yourself out. And many times the crowd is going to go with you. So they're going to take you up there and your voice won't be able to finish that message in many cases.